We have in this week's parasha the brachas of Yankov Vinu, the final brachas that he said over to the Shvatim. So we find something interesting. Some of them don't look like brachas here. Ruvain, very embarrassing, got schemed at 3 psukim. Shimon Levi, Saidim al Tovei Nafshi, Orur Apam, Yoz. Yehuda was, if you learned the Rashi, it was better. Well, where's the brachas over here? The first two, for sure, are brachas. They were terrible, sharp musar from the father. And then it says, yeah, these are the brachas of Yaakov. This was the bracha. It doesn't say what else he said. Where's the brachas here exactly? Is Abshad is poshet that you all know there's a famous Rabbi Rucham I spoke about in the past. It says by Ephraim Menashe that Yankovino put the right hand here and the left hand there, so Yosef told him. So what did he answer back? He says, I know. But Achav HaKotun Yigdal Imenu. So there's a famous kasha. What do you mean, Achav HaKotun Yigdal Imenu? So give him the other bracha. And he goes, I don't want Yigdal Imenu, right? That's the whole purpose of the brachas. So Rabbi Rucham stating them. And the reason why it's a chiddush for us, what Rabbi Rucham says, is because we live in a world, everyone's running for brachas. Right? Everyone's running for brachas. You go north, you go south, you go east, you go west. You put down an X amount of money, you get a bracha. Right? And the nekuda of the brachas is, what's the nekuda of the brachas? I don't have something. I want you to give. Right? That's not a bracha. You know, we say, Chaim Voloshin says, all this says, we say in brachas, Baruch Atah. What does it mean, Baruch Atah? Baruch Atah means, if we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do we? We bench HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs your brachas. What does it mean when a person makes a bracha, a person says, Baruch Atah? We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you are the source. You're the source of everything. The word bracha comes from the word brecha, a stream, a continuity. A bracha, the purpose of the brachas wasn't to give them something that you don't have. Something that you don't have, you don't have. And if you get it from the outside, there's no meaning anyway. It's not part of your zich, it's not part of you. It's exterior. So Yankov Vinu was giving out brachas here. So Yosef Weisstein thought that he's the older one, give him the better bracha, and he'll be working. Yankov Vinu said, you missed the boat completely, you don't understand. He doesn't have the potential, I can't give him a bracha that doesn't fit him. Yigdom, the other boat is bigger. That's his metzias. That means his potential is bigger. So he has to get a bracha which is appropriate to his potential. Shteita Yisoy, that the brachas of Yankov Vinu were not exterior hekatimitzes to lift them up from what they weren't. That wasn't the bracha. The brachas of Yankov Vinu was, you have potential. This is your potential. The bracha was, dimekayim your potential. And memeila, vibal, that was the bracha. So there's no purpose in fooling ourselves and putting the right hand on the wrong person, because this one has a different potential than you. That's the pshat. Rabbi Yochum says later on, it says in the parasha, "V'zeisa shadibul hamavim vayivarech oisam isha shekibirchosay birach oisam." Says Rashi, "Bracha asid alove akol echad echad." Rashi, the pasuk is a complicated pasuk. Vayivarech oisam isha shekibirchosay. What does it mean? He benched them their bracha. If they have the bracha, what do they need the bracha for? So Rabbi Yochum explains that kibruchasa means like this, be'etzem, each person has a bracha inside him. Each person has a special midah, each person has his own nisyanis, each person has his own keches. And the bracha that he gave to each one was kibruchasa. The bracha that each one got was that you use out your potential. You have this keach, you have that keach, you have that keach. The bracha wasn't to give them something chitzani or something exterior which they didn't have. That's no meaning. The bracha was whatever keches you have, whatever potential you have, whatever milas you have, whatever chisraimis you have, whatever nisyanis you have, use them out. Win the battle. Use the kaitas that you have, use the weaknesses that you have, unfortunately, and make sure that you take care of what your needs are. If you welcome over there is Mayrich, for those who have seen it, he says it's very, very, very sharp and hecher arrayed that every person has his own nekuda of milah. every person has his own nikud of weakness. A person has to search out and find out what his mail is. A person has to search out and find out what his weakness is. A person can only come to shleimus through his mail, through his nikuda. That's already another step. But the nikudas advarim is that we see from all this that the brachas of Yaakov Avinu were not coming to give something that the shvatim didn't have. The brachas was to use out your potential. The mail, that's the pshat. Why Musar was called a bracha. If the brachas were coming to pour on them gifts and presents and kreiches that they didn't have, so then what's the difference? Why are you giving Musar to them? Okay, give them brachas that they should be better. But the Baal, there's no such thing as giving something somebody doesn't have the etzem as part of your etzem musoi. Yankavinu can't give the shvatim what they don't have mitzad their etzem teva. If the purpose of the brachas was that each one should use out their potential, so there's no bigger bracha than the musar that Yaakov Avinu gave to the shvatim. That's the bracha. The bracha was hezek too. You have potential, you have dangerous areas, you have weaknesses. This is your weakness. Work on it. Become sholem in that. That's the bracha. That was the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Reuven. That was the bracha of Yaakov Avinu to Shimon Levi. The bracha was, you have a problem. Work on it. Be mashlim yourself. Come to shleimus. Come to perfection. Be misakin it. That's the biggest bracha that a tata can give a kid. To use out his potential, to fix his kreichas ha-nefesh, to do his tikkun. That was the bracha. That is the bracha. The whole question only arises why it irks us when we hear the brachas, is because we look at the brachas as some sort of blank check that would give you something. There's no such thing. We grew up in a world like that today, where there's a megit. Everybody gives, you give blank check, and they promise you, and then, well, there's no such thing. It's all because the whole concept, while we have a mistaken understanding and we have all these kashas, and these kashas that do bother us when you read the parasha every year, is because we understand that somehow there's some sort of easy street out there. Everybody's looking for the easy way around. Everyone's looking for the shortcut, right? I have the opportunity to hear the looking for the shortcuts. I hear all about it. How can we do this? What do you have to do this? You have to do it. No, but how can we do it a different way? The fact is, everyone's looking for a shortcut. And everyone's looking for the easy way around it, not around the zachas of, not to use my kirkus, and not to deal with the problems, and somehow to get there. And everyone's waiting for it to happen, for that day to come when we'll be able to run around. It's not like that. I'm not going to fool you. I'm not going to give you a bracha that's going to detour around your issues. Reuben, you have an issue like this, you're going to get shleimus from that. That's my bracha to you. My bracha to you is that you're going to get shleimus from this zach. And Shimon, you're going to get shleimus from that zach. It's for them to get shleimus, he had to speak out what needed to be fixed. In the other shvatim, he had to speak out what their ma'ilus were, where they had their hechatim to fushleimus. That was the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. That's a one zach. Is a person can't be something that he's not. But there's another nekuda. There's an interesting nekuda. Why do we have to call everybody in together? Hey, Oslo. It's a very private affair. Everyone has to hear about Reuven's chesroinus, and everyone has to hear him scream at Shimon Levi, and everyone has to hear him praise Yehuda. Call in Yehuda, tell them what it called. Call in Reuven, what it called. I'll tell you what the answer is. Tell you wanted to teach us that if you'd call in each one privately, the pshat is each one would think everyone else has the same thing. He just told us everyone has, it's all one standard thing. Is the Torah called everybody in public? Yaakov Avinu understood the psychology. He understood that everyone was looking over the their shoulders to see what the other guy's doing. And if that guy's made that Kabbalah, then I'm also going to do that. And if that guy's, everyone's doing everybody else. Right? By the way, the etzem psychology is rooted in people. Right? One day a guy in Paris decides that everyone's going to have a fourth button on their suit. By the way, can you imagine in 10 years from now, could be everyone's going to have two buttons again? I'm already a little bit older than you. We started off with two buttons. What? It's coming back? I'm in style? I just got the third button. I waited, but you can't get a suit with two buttons anymore. So I just got the third button. What? You can't get to me anymore? In the real eye shot. So the pshat is, but what's the pshat of the guy, Mr. Loren, who's sitting in Paris? How does he know that if he decides that he's going to put a fourth button? Because he knows everyone's sheep. He knows he just needs one guy to walk down 16th Avenue with a fourth button. And everybody turns around. Is the example of my shahat on a suit? Yeah? At the fourth button? right? And the pattern is, he knows right away. The next day they're going to walk into, what's it called on 30th Avenue? Marcy's. Right? Yeah? And they're going to walk in and say, hey, tell me, you have a new suit to the fourth bond? Last week was a good three bonds. Everybody else has. You think it's a joke? That's how they sell billions of suits and pants with cuffs and pants without cuffs. And the pshat is that it's based on the fact that the whole world is chitzenius. The whole world is shitkus. Most of the things that everyone does and dresses and says and opinions, they do because they want to look good in everybody else's eyes. And it's all based on the fact that nobody has anything from zich. And nobody has any security in what they have from zich. Not in the ruchnius, not in gashmius. The whole world is one big shitkus, the gzach. Somebody told me, they spoke to Rav Shach very, very shortly before he died. And he says he sees that the biggest problem in the door, he didn't say it's lack of hasmada, and he says it's lack of musr, he said shitchis. Everybody's shitchis, everyone's looking on the outside. And on the outside, by the way, everything looks the same. And everything has to look the same. And everybody has to be the same and think the same and do the same. When it comes to Avodas Hashem, so the person can't get anywhere if a person is constantly looking over his shoulder doing what the other guy is doing. He has no zich. He has nothing for himself. So you see Yana guy doing that. You say, I'm also going to do that. You see a guy learning Tyrus, I'm going to learn Tyrus. He davened 20 minutes, 15 minutes, I'm going to daven 20. He learned Musa 25 minutes, I'm going to sit down for 5 minutes and see what's good for you, what's not good for you. Is it Kedai? Is it not Kedai? Maybe you could do better. Maybe you could do less. Maybe he has a weakness that you don't have and you have a strength. That whole musig of having a person your own zich doesn't exist in today's world. There's no such thing. Everyone's sheep. And it represents itself, like I said, in the chitzonistic world, in the kashimistic world, where everybody does what everybody else does, who does what everybody else does, who does what everybody else does. And everyone says, oh, I hear quotes from people who are saying over what they heard from other people, who what they heard from other people, what they heard from other people, going on for 30 years already. I hear questions in shidduchim that people... I asked the guy, fine, you thought about it for 10 seconds, what you're saying, tell me an opinion. No, I heard it from Shmuel, what he called. And where did Shmuel hear about it? Shmuel heard about it from Beryl, and Beryl heard about it from Motel, and Motel heard about it from Yossel, and it's been going on. Think for a second. What looks to it? Makes sense to you? Doesn't make sense to you? But the pshat is people are afraid. People are afraid to live their own thing, to stand on their own 2 feet. People don't have self-confidence, and they're insecure. And the major nezek that comes out of it is in Ruchnius. A person can't get anywhere in Ruchnius without it. Is Yankov to call them all in together. That's the pshat. He called them all in together to show them that it's not enough that each guy privately was told his own maila, but he thinks that Yana guy would have the same thing. He called them all in together, and he showed them, Hezek too, you have 12 shvatim, shifte kol, we're building Klai Yisrael. You should know that I'm going to scream at Reuven, I'm going to yell at Levi, I'm going to praise Reuven, I'm going to send Dom to do this, and Zvon to do this, and you have, I'm telling you, everybody in front, I'm telling you the whole chon in front of everybody, that everybody should know that you have what he has, and he doesn't have what he has, you have no shakas with him. Punkt, it was dafka because of that. And that was the whole avoider. It's state of a kama chedushim. In Avodas Hashem, first of all, says that a person has to work. And nothing's going to rain on you and come from the outside. A person has to work to develop his own midas and his own keichas. And every person has midas tevis, and every person has keichas and nefesh, where with those keichas and nefesh he can reach shleimus. And the keichas and nefesh that he has are only his. And the nisyonis that he has are only his. And what Yana guy is doing, and what Yana guy is fighting, and when Yana guy is winning, has no shachas yibachal. And unfortunately, we live in a world which is the complete opposite, and there's been a deterioration the last 20 years in this area. A complete collapse. And it happens every day. You hear a guy says a good kasha on a taisvis. Check yourself deep. Take a blood test. You're happy or you're sad. It doesn't come from jealousy, I hold. Abel's not jealous. Abel's jealous somebody has a nice car, a nice tie. Abel's not jealous, he has a good kasha. It doesn't come from jealousy. It comes from, what about me? I also want to be like him. I also want to say good kasha. I want to say good tire. Everyone wants to be like somebody else. What are you trying to be like somebody else? If you have a good kasha, they ask it. If you don't have a good kasha, they ask it, don't ask it. What are you trying to be like somebody else for? What are you gaining by trying to be like somebody else? You're not him and he's not you. You don't have the same kirkus. You have different sherish in the shamba. You're rooted somewhere else in the Olamas HaYonim. You know, the pshat is that if a person doesn't realize and doesn't live with the hakara that he has zich, so his whole dependency is on Yanim. That was the whole message of the brachas over here. The whole message of the brachas of Ishki, brachas of Birechasam was he didn't come to tell them anything new, and he didn't come to tell them the ones who were Baal HaKishreinis that they shouldn't be Baal HaKishreinis, and the ones who weren't Baal HaKishreinis. What do you mean? He should have told everybody. Sit on them. Right? sit and learn, daven long shmona esrei, learn the rest of your lives, and that's all, and be good. That's not what he said. He called him and says, you have a temper. Work on your temper. You don't think before you do things. Learn patience. You have a gvaldik mida, what do you call it? Develop it, work on it, do something with it. You go into business. You sit and learn. You done. When you think about it, how much aggravates us? Because it's against everything we stand for. I mean, each person has omilas, but you know why we don't? You know why we're against it? You know why we have this aggravation from it? I'll tell you why. First of all, we're deathly scared. But more than that, it means you have to work. Because if you don't have any milas and everyone's waiting for a big fat check from Yankov Avinu, Zaydis dies, before he dies, he's going to divide up the Ruchnis, the Kapaya of Christ, he won't give out. But it's not like that. He didn't say that. He said, as of to Reuven, you know what my bracha to you is? You better start to work on your kas. You better start to work on it. That was the bracha. Gave him a bracha that if you work on what you need to work on, you'll be successful. That was the bracha of Yankov Avinu. But it means a person has to work, and a person has to sweat, and a person has to dig deep into himself and find out what is keichas hanefesh, what's appropriate for him, what's not appropriate for him. But the message behind all the brachas is work. That's the message behind the brachas. The message behind the brachas is that there's no easy street, and there's no free meals. The message behind the brachas is you have keichas hanefesh, now do something with it. That's all the brachas, that's all he said to them. And it means the person has to live his egna life, and not look over his shoulder, and not live a shitchiistic life, and not live with a herd mentality, not in ruchnius, not in gashmius, don't buy a house because plenty bought a house, and don't dress because plenty dressed that way, and don't buy a car because plenty clothes, and Nebuch, the whole world, we live like that, that's the whole world. And unfortunately, it's infiltrated into ruchnius also. Where it's very rare that a person sits down and makes a real cheshbon nefesh, what's good for me? What do I need to do? What can I do? What am I comfortable with? What should I work on? What are my weaknesses? When does a person do such a thing? What's my weakness? Not what's a fumazach to do? You know, a Volga is a Catholic Volga, you speak a lot of against fumkeit. He wasn't modern Orthodox. He didn't go mixed swimming. So what was he against fumkeit for? What was he against fumkeit? What did he mean? I heard many times myself, tens of times, he used to speak what he called. He looked like a fumayit. So pictures? He was again. What, you know, fumkai. I mean, fumkai is an exterior zach. It means you saw something that looks what it calls can make me feel fum. That's exterior. Did you make a miyuchesber nefesh to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the kefes that you have? Something a little bit of premius. Instead of adapting things which you never made a chesmen if they fit you, if they're good for you. So because everyone's busy looking on the outside, nobody does any real work which gets them anywhere. That's the message of the brachos of Yankov Avinu Tishrei.